done that twice.
Yeah, what's going on with you? Turn your clock upside down.
Like the rest of my world.
I was up I was up before 4 o'clock.
Do you have an analog clock or a digital clock in front of you?
I have an analog clock with second hand. I do not own a digital clock.
You do not own a digital clock?
I do not own a digital clock. I do not.
You're old school, Mr.
Stephen. They want their clock back.
You're such a wiseacre.
The 80s. The 1880s or the 1980s?
That's what I mean. Back when Doug was a week
there we go.
Did you buy that at the clock shop on Main Street?
I have
these.
No, you know what? These are radio clocks. Various clocks I've stolen from various radio stations I've been over the years.
I'm sure you'll be invited back.
And they were going to throw them out.
Is that where the clock in my studio went?
Yep, that's it.
I'm seriously missing a clock. It really did you steal?
No, I didn't steal. I wouldn't steal from you. I didn't really steal them. I shouldn't have put it that way. I took them out of the rubbish. I was the dumpster diver. These were clocks that had got tossed because of digital clocks.
Well, maybe you know why they've been tossed, because they're broken, and that's why you never know what time it is.
That's not true. I know what time it is.
What time is it?
Does anybody know what time it is? Does anybody really care right now?
Do you know what time it is?
I know it exactly.
Say that? Was that a
it's
restaurant?
8 minutes and 10 seconds past the hour. Right, Richie?
That's it.
So there you go. I have another one that was given to me. I have the Divco one that you gave me.
Our clock is 10 seconds fast.
I have a Massey Ferguson tractor clock that came from the Tractor Supply House.
Nice. And,
yeah. See, those
Come
are the
on, things. The Divco has to be your favorite, though.
I have. It is my favorite. I have two clocks in front of me. One represents standard time. The other one represents advanced time. So I always know what time it really is or isn't.
Do you ever clean your clock?
Only on the weekends. All right.
Why did they call it clean your clock when
I don't know.
If someone punched you in the head?
Can we get to the news of the day?
Please.
Clean clock. Yes.
Dr. Joy Brown, by the way, is going to join us in a few minutes. I always like to have Dr. Joy in here to spend some quality time with us, because there are always things going on in all of our lives that we need to put into perspective. And one of them, Richie is fond of perhaps making light of the fact that I get distracted from time to time. So I'm going to ask Dr. Joy how to become less distracted so I can please Richie, because that, after all, is my goal in life, to make sure that we are pleasantly surprised each day by our interaction.
Good.
All right? So I'll have Dr. Joy talk about being less distracted. But first, the story of Cliven Bundy continues. You know his story. He's the farmer. You may not know his name, but you're reminded of his story whenever you see a headline, "Defiant Rancher Sabers the Audience." That's the story of the week with regard to him and his problem with the United States government. He has a lot of people, I mean thousands, tens of thousands of people, who have rallied to his side. We know the story, the troubled state of American-owned land, the overreaching of the federal government, the harassment of ranchers and farmers, the societal upheaval caused by lots of different things that are created in our society because government's too big, the country has too many people. Mr. Bundy is 67 years old. Gee, what a great age. Was wearing a broad-brimmed white cowboy hat against the hot afternoon sun the other day, recounting for an interviewer the success of, quote, "We the People." There were a lot of supporters around him, most of them armed with handguns and rifles, standing in a semicircle before him. He, as you may recall, more or less chased the Bureau of Land Management away. Rangers came in. They were going to confiscate his cattle. They had a court order. Mr. Bundy stood his ground. The government says he's been illegally grazing his herd on public land since 1993. His offense is that they never sent me a bill. I didn't pay the bill because I didn't get a bill. Well, he knew he owed money, and that seems to be acknowledged by everybody here. But the essence of the standoff with the federal rangers, I thought this was sort of interesting because I thought he was going to lose. Didn't we all sort of think, okay, he's had it. He's been there since 1993 without paying. He's going to have to give up. Well, he didn't. There was a lot of news coverage, and so people became aware of the sharp divisions over the power that the feds have and the government has over landowners in places like Nevada, where the government owns 90% of the land. Did you know that? The government of the United States of America owns 90% of the land in the state of Nevada.
Right. Well, whatever isn't sold. I mean,
what do you mean not sold?
Whatever isn't sold. Okay.
They took it. They didn't. But it isn't about buying and selling. Remember the land I used to own in Arizona?
Yeah.
That was purchased by developers. It had been.
But if your land is claimed in the United States and owned with a deed for that property, who owns it? The United States is going to claim it as theirs.
Right. They are.
So anything that is not sold with a title and a deed, it's ours.
Right. Well, along comes Rand Paul and Senator Dean Heller, also a Nevada official, referring to Mr. Bundy's supporters as patriots. All right. Let's see what Senator Harry Reid says from Nevada.
They're terrorists.
He called them domestic terrorists.
Right.
Well, you can see what the line in the desert is there. Right? What would you expect from either of those? So the debate spilling over this week into Texas, where Greg Abbott, the attorney general running for governor there, challenged the Bureau of Land Management on reports it was looking to claim thousands of acres of land along the Red River. So basically the bottom line here is that the government is going to be called into question now on any attempt they have to buy or take public land. And don't we think that's appropriate? Don't we think the government, which you and me, but the way they run things. The
story's coming out now of another cattle rancher out there. His name is Raymond Yole, 84 years old.
Yep.
He took all of his cattle. When they were done, they said it still didn't pay your bill. After they sold the cattle, sent him a check for a bill for $180,000, and they've been garnishing his Social Security checks ever since 2008.
It's the kind of America you want to live in, folks? What do you think? What do you think about the government of the United States doing that to an 84-year-old guy?
Does it surprise anybody?
Well, I think it should be a rallying cry.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Aren't we sick of it? Are we fed up with it? Isn't it time for a change?
I hope so.
I do too. In a moment, Dr. Joy Brown regales us with ways for us to become less distracted in our daily deeds. Stand by for that. Here, 14 after on Good Day.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Velveeta.
Morning win!
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. The hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, and I have with us now Dr. Joy Brown. Dr. Brown is a connected person to me. We make the connection, so therefore she's a connected person. Every week I like to get her expertise on an issue that may be affecting many of us. You can join her every day from noon until 3 on her radio program. Dial it up. Dial in a question anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She'll address it on the air. Your question to 855-99-DR-JOY and drjoy.com. So we all have some form of attention deficit, whether it's diagnosed or not. So the distractions that we have in our lives amped up to a faster pace because of the immediate gratification of having these digital devices in our world. I'm putting myself into that category with a new Samsung Note 3. When you are looking at all the things that are on these screens, you probably have the same sort of situation in your studio, Joy, 3 or 4 different screens staring you in the face all the time, things, this story is important, and this is the background of that story, and yada, yada. So how do we become more focused on the value of our time?
Well, first, I think it's just to prioritize. But, and I think that's a general issue, even before electronic media, that, you know, that I think all of us get to a point in our lives sometimes where we're, I've said to friends, listen, I'd really love to have you over, but I'm just so busy entertaining. And I'm thinking, what? What does that mean? That it's very easy to get distracted by the day-to-day as opposed to what's really important. So, and if a calamity happens, that puts everything into perspective because we have to deal with that at the moment, whether it's a sick parent or a broken leg or a flat tire. So if calamities can focus us, maybe we should have some sense of what's really important. So we're getting maximum pleasure and juice and fun out of our lives. But I think that the electronics have just complicated it, but they haven't really changed it. It's a difference of degree, not kind. We've always been able to be distracted by things that aren't really very important.
See, one of the things that I think a rallying cry for this sort of attention deficit disorder is what we do with our children as they are growing up, and what we do with our parents as they are growing old. Children growing up before they go to college, let's say if they're going to college around the world, before they're 18. How much time do you spend with your children versus being distracted by whatever it is that's out there? Playing golf, going to the movies, having a job, whatever the things are. Maybe the better way of asking this question is, how do you prioritize your priorities? And I turn it back to those who are older. My father and I had no relationship really much at all until he was 7, 8 years before death. In his 80s, we kind of came around to figuring it out. And so I wonder how many other people. Richie didn't have that opportunity because his father died when he was way too young, although I think he always had a pretty good relationship with his father anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how many people are too busy to spend time with their parents as they're in their 70s
well,
and 80s?
I deal with it with my kids. For sure, it's something you have to manage.
All right, so managing.
Well, there's actually a song about that. Remember Cat in the Cradle?
Yeah.
Dad, you know, you don't have time for me, and now, Dad, I don't have time for you. But before we go further, let me just differentiate between people who are easily distracted but can focus if they choose to, and attention deficit disorder, which is people who cannot function. Yeah.
And I'm one of the first, not the latter.
They want to. And it's significantly different events.
Right.
I think that all of us sometimes feel that we're easily distractible. Some of us are actually called women because we view ourselves as multitaskers, which is not necessarily a great thing to be able to do unless you can actually focus well on all those things. But I think that what I sort of try and do is have people sort of take a deep breath any particular day and say, all right, what's really important? What's the top of my list to get done today that's not necessarily been on the list for a long time but is really important? You know, three things that are something that makes you laugh, something that makes you feel like you've gotten control of something, getting in touch with somebody, doing something for someone else, and just get in the habit of having your own list of what works for you in your life. And, of course, I think one of the reasons that we get back in touch with our parents as they get older is not only that they have the time for us, but we get scared silly that if we don't deal with them now, we're not going to have that opportunity, which is absolutely accurate.
Yeah, it really is completely accurate. All right, so.
And the same thing with our kids, that we have them for such a short period of time before they really get just as involved in their lives as we are in ours.
But they come back around. Interesting. I see that with my children now as they come back into my life in a much bigger way than they have been for a long time. So anyway, good food for thought. Dr. Joy Brown, always a pleasure to have her here. Reach her on her radio program at 855-99-DR-JOY. 21 after on the Good Day program.
Well, it came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say something.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at Herbal Healer. HealerHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at PowerfulProducts.com. That's PowerfulProducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
I have a smile on my face when it all comes together, just like on the A-Team. I loved it. Hannibal Smith loved it when the plan came together.
Richie. Love it when a plan comes together.
All right, so the reason we're playing this in the background is because from a couple of years ago, actually during an anniversary celebration for the movie Grease, John Travolta joined Olivia Newton-John on stage at one of her concerts. So the video of the day today, which is something that's popping up on YouTube now, the video of the day features both John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. They sang this song, You're the One That I Want, on stage. They sang it together 36 years ago, but he basically had been in the audience, and Olivia Newton-John saw him in the audience and said, come on up onto the stage
to
perform.
How cool would that have been?
And that's what this is. Listen.
Now he's walking up on stage.
No rehearsal, nothing. This is right out of the audience. People love it. He was there.
I think it was somewhere in L.A., in the Hollywood area.
Yeah. So Travolta just decided he was going to go to the performance. That's all. That was it, right? He decided to go. Hadn't talked to her before. Just showed up as a member of the audience. And she sees him and grabs him. And he goes right into action. And that's what you see in the video of the day at DougStephan.com. Crank it up, Richie. How great is this? I'm watching it myself right now. Can't sit still for this. A lot of feedback there for the mics. Been in the audience for something like that?
It would have been amazing.
Oh, yeah. My God. So this happened actually a couple of years ago, though, Kenny, right?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years ago, there was a big DVD release for a big anniversary for the movie. Yeah.
I got to think it was somewhat set up.
Yeah, like, hey, I'm going to call you up.
Right, yeah.
I don't want to think that way. I want to think that it was all a sort of extemporaneous.
I mean, I'm sure it was, you know, hey, listen, the DVD thing. Why don't you come to the show and, you know, you can see the show.
We'll
ham it up. We'll mess around.
They did ham it up. Check out the video of the day at DougStephan.com.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Raina Goble is an expert on student loan debt. The newly revised second edition of her book, Cliff Notes Graduation Debt, How to Manage Student Loans and Live Your Life, has just been released. We spoke with her about strategies for graduates who are faced with student loan debt.
Recent graduates and not so recent graduates may put their head in the sand when it comes to dealing with student loans. I have friends that have been out of school 10 years and they want to bury their heads in the sand and just think, I can't repay this. I've got to pay for expenses for my children. But because there are so many repayment plans and there are serious ramifications, if you don't repay your student loans, you just don't want to do that. You want to find out what payment plans are available to you. Obviously, I talk about them in the book. And what options you have and really get a plan going. And one thing that is really special about Cliff's Notes Graduation Debt is I don't just talk about student loans. I spend several chapters on budgeting and credit and all the things that are really important to your financial life. Because often when someone can't pay their student loans or doesn't feel like they can pay it, it's not because there's student loan debt, it's because of another budgeting issue. So if you can really look at your overall financial life, you'll find you have more money for student loans than you thought, but you also have more money to save for home and really start your life.
That's Raina Goble, author of the newly revised second edition of Cliff Notes, Graduation Debt, How to Manage Student Loans and Live Your Life. There's more online. InsideDailyRadio.org.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the FYI on the radio. A lot of information floating about here today, thanks to the efforts of Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Chelsea Manning in the news again today. How many people remember Chelsea Manning? Please raise your hands.
I do. Chelsea wasn't always Chelsea, right?
Chelsea was not always Chelsea. Chelsea Elizabeth Manning was Bradley Edward Manning before. The Army private convicted of leaking secrets to WikiLeaks can now legally change her name, his name, the name. Judge ruled yesterday that Mr. Ms. Manning can officially use Chelsea as her name. She's been sentenced to 35 years in the slammer. Found guilty of leaking all those government files to WikiLeaks. He's 26 years old, serving time at the Army prison in Fort Leavenworth. I got to wonder about the life that this person is going to live there among all of the rest of the inmates at Fort Leavenworth.
It's going to be tough.
I would not want to be in prison going through that situation.
It could be rewarding, depending on your take.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. A prank call sent dozens of SWAT team members to a Long Island home yesterday. Authorities received a call that an armed man with multiple victims was inside. But instead of finding a killer, SWAT team found themselves the victim of a hoax. It's called swatting.
Yes.
Apparently the target of the hoax was a 17-year-old boy who had been playing the online video game Call of Duty. Boy reportedly beat his opponent in the game.
I had Call of Duty once in a bookstore.
Wow. Perfect.
Such an 8-year-old boy.
Shut up, Davis.
Okay, by the way, you now understand why this game appeals to kids that age, then.
And we like it a lot.
Apparently, this is a big trend, though, swatting thing where it's playing Call of Duty.
Right, yep. A lot of high school kids. Okay, speaking of high school, yesterday at Framingham High School, the stars of the day were rats, snakes, and cockroaches.
What were you doing over at the high school?
Oh, you're so funny. But you talk about an eighth grade.
Shut up, Davis.
Oh, my God. They had a day at school. I wonder, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I wonder how many other schools have these days. It was called Animal Invaders Day. Animal Invaders Day, from the Museum of Science in Boston, a number of specialty animals and beings, as they are described, were brought to the school so that the students at school could, along with their families, experience what it was like to be a rat or a snake or a cockroach. Hmm. In other words, they sort of put them into a morphed.
That's a really great question. Would you rather be a rat, a cockroach, or a snake?
Yeah, could be a question.
People hate cockroaches and step on them. I'd rather go for a snake. At least people would leave you alone because they're afraid of you.
Well, yeah, there's something to be said for that. Snakes, cockroaches survive. I guess if I had to choose all of the three, I'd want to be a survivor.
You are a cockroach, actually. So. If you're looking at the survival aspect of it,
thanks for clarifying that.
No matter what happens, Doug always finds a way to survive.
Yes, I do. I am a survivor. That I'll give you. Yep. Rats and snakes. I don't like spiders and snakes. You know, I don't know why this just popped into my head, but I want to have us address this. We're going to spend a good deal of time in a few minutes after we've learned about Jeff Erickson and Buzzbox Coffee, Jennifer's television report, focusing on a lot of things happening, Amazon and what they're doing in the world. But I also want to discuss something I saw the other night as I was falling off to sleep. We had the TV on, and NCIS LA was on, and the beginning frames of that hour showed a guy, getting beheaded. And I wondered to myself, why in the world would a so-called family-friendly show, and they kept showing the picture over and over again.
NCIS,
family-friendly show? I have no interest. After I saw that, the first NCIS at 8 o'clock was a nice family story. As they often are. But the L.A. show has been getting more and more violent. And this was totally... And I like LL Cool J. I like those kids that are on. I like certainly Chris O'Donnell. But I thought this was way over the top. And I've now lost my interest in that show.
Aren't you glad you live here? Because think about it. That would be your everyday in the reading a newspaper if you were somewhere else. I mean, they show those graphic images. Yeah. We're very protected here.
Oh, yeah.
So is that the lesson? That I'm naive and I need
no,
to be...
No, I mean, I don't like it either. It makes me not want to watch
our news is sanitized.
That's why I've never watched The Following, because it's too violent.
Yeah, awful.
I don't
want
to.
But now people will say, when 24 comes on a week from next Monday, there's all kinds of violence in there, so why is it we stand by that and we don't stand by
this? Because they don't really show anything.
Well, I mean, Jack Bauer gutted somebody once. I mean, that's kind of...
Oh, you didn't see him, though, do it.
Well, you heard it.
Yeah. He bit that one guy in the neck.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But somehow when Jack Bauer does
it... But people are laughing about it.
I know.
It is, because it's almost comic book.
Yeah.
What
superhero
Jack Bauer
stuff,
does.
Yeah.
Tell me right now what I want to know.
Holster your weapon. God, I can't wait. What, how many more days?
A week from Monday.
Where is he?
Excited.
All right.
That's my favorite one.
You'll be excited to learn. Let's get to serious and settle down here. In a moment, we're going to meet Jeff Erickson, who is what I would describe as a serial entrepreneur.
The Jack Bauer of coffee.
I think you're maybe right. He's done wonderful things with this that nobody expected him to do. And we'll find out why it is that I and the people on the program are so supportive and excited about having Buzzbox Coffee is the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Ring leaks into a transformer. Insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down. Copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat. Transformer blows. Transformer blows. Facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Granger. Granger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Must be a free Boston Massey responsibly.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you. You don't even need to be a musician. Just look in attics and basements because they're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the trade-in, trade-up event at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? They'll pay on the spot for qualified used gear and give you a great deal on your new gear. Find details at your local store and at guitarcenter.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like beet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
17 before the hour, Richie, Kenny, and Jennifer, let's see, of that group, Jennifer is our premier coffee drinker, has got herself off onto the BuzzBox coffee routine, which she likes, so does everybody else who's associated with the program, and obviously, because it's become the official coffee of the Good Day program, you don't expect me to put people on the air and say, this is terrible, but it isn't that, it's what really comes out of what you, Meredith, the lady in my life, was drinking it and loves it, and she gave it to her daughter. The people that I know who I trust, I don't drink coffee. Richie doesn't. Kenny doesn't. So when it comes to having expertise, I want to know that
you
somebody.
You guys are totally missing out.
Well, but apparently it's very smooth.
I might have to give BuzzBox a try because.
Let's,
very low acid rich. So good.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Let's talk to Jeff Erickson, who is somebody that I love because I feel that I'm an entrepreneur. We underscore entrepreneurialism with our Dream Big America contest here every week. And as the founder of the Camano Island Coffee Roasters, which is basically BuzzBox Coffee, I thought maybe we ought to get his story and the story of BuzzBox straight from the boss's mouth. Jeff, welcome to Good Day.
Hello. Thank you, Doug. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's talk about your own preferences. Are you a big coffee drinker? What attracted you to this, other than what we will get to in a few minutes, the good that it's doing, but what about you and coffee?
Well, of course, you know, I live in Seattle. I don't need to say much more. I think all of us are a little bit over-caffeinated here in Seattle. But I moved from Arizona. I had always drank coffee, but, you know, drank it just like I would drink a Coke or something like that. Moved to Seattle and somehow came over to the dark side. And now, of course, coffee is my beverage of choice. My wife was in her 40s before she started drinking coffee and absolutely loves it. So, yes, I am a great poster child for my own product.
Well, there are others, though. I've had unsolicited people give me a number of reasons, but the best are it's better than Seattle's Finest. I've heard that. It's better than Starbucks. I've heard that. Better than Dunkin' Donuts. I've heard that. Better than McDonald's. I've heard that. Better than the other fast food places. I don't know that it takes a lot to be better than that coffee, but some of the other other brands that we're talking about here, if you're better than they are, that's saying something.
Well, thank you. We say that we're the extreme at-home experience. Big difference between restaurant coffees and you know, really a fine at-home coffee. And our coffee is the top 1% of the coffee world. So, yeah, it's definitely a cut above what we would consider a commodity-style coffee.
Let's talk about the benefits of drinking coffee. This has been, I remember when my daughter first started drinking, I said to her, "Oh, Megan, you're drinking coffee, bad for you." And then over the years, she would find little bits and pieces. She'd send me an email that had, "Dad, look at this," or "Dad, look at that." And then we became overwhelmed with the benefits of coffee. And this has turned around a lot of people who heretofore thought, "Oh, this is acidic, maybe not good for you." But that's not the case at all now.
Well, it can be both, and that's why when you read an article about coffee, you know, you got to ask yourself some really basic questions. So don't just make coffee one word and lump it in. First of all, coffee is basically two types: Arabica and Robusta. Robusta is what you get in the can; it's the cheap stuff. Mm-hmm. So anything bad you read usually is a Robusta. Anything good you read is usually an Arabica. And the second thing is it organic or not? Because this is a third world, majority world crop, equatorial region crop. And they don't have the same chemical responsibilities that we do in our country.
Nice way of putting it. What a gentle way of putting the fact that they allow people to spray anything on their crops, and we don't stand in their way because we're so stupid in this country. We ground up all of our farmers, and we're supposedly protecting people with what we grow here, but all the stuff that gets imported, oh, well, we don't care about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah, let's have apples from China.
Milk from China.
You know, there's certain things you really just have to use some common sense. And next to tobacco, coffee has the most chemicals of any agricultural crop. So organic is really important because of where it's grown. So once you know it's Arabica, it's organic, and then everyone says something about our coffee, it's a universal thing. Whoa, this is really smooth.
Yeah, I've heard
that is because it's grown in the shade. It grows slower. It's less acidic. It's a much smoother coffee. It's the way God intended coffee to be grown. But agribusiness likes to grow it in the sun. It grows faster. It hypercaffeinates it. And so once you get those things out of the way, now we're talking about coffee, and it is amazing. The health benefits, the Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, they're just doing numerous studies on really great organic coffee processes and the radical transformation in health, and it's pretty awesome.
All right, so now he's my new best friend because he believes in growing things the same way I do on my farm. Speaking of that, we got about a minute and a half here to explain to everybody why, when they go to DougStefan.com, click on the big orange BuzzBox box, they see a picture of me talking to one of my cows. What's that deal?
Doug, this is what I feel the future of charity is. It's prosumerism. It's consumerism with a twist. It's people that say, you know what, I'm going to drink coffee anyway. Why not drink coffee that makes a difference? Literally, quit feeling guilty about the world and the plight of every single person. Quit, watching the sad children and being exploited. This is where you just drink coffee. And when you drink coffee, you make change in the world. And you're our newest partner. We're so excited to have you and have the people that listen to you be a part of this. Proof's going to be in the pudding. So go get your free pound of coffee. And if you love it, know that ongoing, as you drink coffee, every cup of coffee you drink, you're getting a cup of milk in another region of the world. Last year, we launched the largest goat propagation facility in Central America, all based on this prosumer activity. Mm-hmm. And we started with one goat per family, moved up to a 14-goat initiative, and then we launched this huge facility. Right now, we're getting cows throughout Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to be a part of this. You guys, just know, every time you drink your cup of coffee, you're going to enjoy it, and at the same time, you are changing the world.
Benefits World Vision Cows Program. Check all the information out. I'll explain it. BuzzBox Coffee Box at DougStefan.com. Thanks to Jeff Erickson for being here.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program continues with our Tech Talk time devoted to you and that appliance. It's called the things that are added to the appliance are called apps. I believe the phone is an appliance in and of itself. The iPhone, the Samsung phone, heavens, the old flip phones, or the iPad, or the various Kindle products that are around. Anybody disagree? Don't you think that that's a good way of reference? They're an appliance.
Yeah, I mean, they're not a microwave, but you know.
You can't cook anything on them, but then that's. I got some stoves that
don't work. Great app, though, if you could turn your iPhone into like a little hot plate. Wouldn't that be cool?
Somebody will figure that out someday. That would be cool. All right, let's find out, speaking of cool, some cool information from our daily reporter. Shelley Palmer is here to talk about an app that will change the way you listen to music on your phone. That's one of the things I'm sure as I begin to experiment with my Samsung, it'll be kind of fun to be able to listen to lots of different radio things that I can't hear now from stations around the country, or listen to things like the old music that I want to be able to get at. So this is a way for you to be instructed as to how to make the phone more usable. Stand by for that information and some more Tech Talk here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated. Staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Today on
Shelley Palmer Digital Living. You probably have a dozen devices in your house that can stream music from your phone already, but you probably don't have something quite like the Gramophon, which recently launched on Kickstarter. Gramophon, created by social Wi-Fi company Fon, connects to the internet in your house and acts like a social jukebox. Your friends can log into the device with their Facebook account to queue up songs on a Spotify playlist. They send songs they want to hear to Gramophon, which queues up the music without using Bluetooth or AirPlay or taxing your battery in any way. But Gramophon is more than just a jukebox. It also lets your Facebook friends connect to your home Wi-Fi network. That means you no longer need to memorize a 25-character password for your router. Connecting to Gramophon is all anyone needs to get online at your house. If this sounds like a device you've just got to have, you can get one on the Gramophon Kickstarter page for about $60 right now. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, a lot of people have been concerned about the blood, what do they call it, blood watch, blood something virus, what is that, Ken?
Heart bleed,
that too. All right, there's a more common thing that happens, and I see reference to it today, frankly. If you have an AOL account, you've probably been hacked. There's been a lot of that in the last week or so, and the way to fix it, as I understand it, is just change your password. Is that right, Kenny, or is that too simplistic? What happens when somebody who has an AOL address, or it happens to people no matter what their address is, but it happens right now to be AOL that's getting hacked. Can you fix the problem by just changing your password?
Usually, that's all it takes is to fix it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about this one. I know my wife had a problem. She's had an AOL account for probably 20 years and hasn't wanted to give it up.
Yeah.
But it's been a mess for anybody who has that kind of account.
So AOL is more likely to be hacked than Gmail or Hotmail or some of these other addresses?
I don't know. It's more likely. It's just that it's just the latest,
yeah,
latest big hacking.
Right. All right. Yeah, I see another AOL account that I have with another person that's been hacked. A couple of.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies, and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.